welcome to Inbound Raleigh, a podcast for the transit curious in the Triangle. Today, we've got a really short but fun update on the cycle track. If you haven't listened to our old episodes on this, I'm going to link to those in our show notes. But today, I'm joined by Cody Stokes of Oaks and Spokes and Mary Sell, who's a BPAC commissioner. Welcome, Mary and Cody.
Hey, how's it going?
So, let's start it off by explaining what a cycle track is, just in case my, you know, transit fans are not familiar for some reason.
Sure, I can start with that. So, a cycle track is basically a protected bicycle facility. So there are different variations of what a cycle track could look like. Sometimes you have like a curb separated cycle track that has a buffer from traffic. Sometimes you have a parking protected cycle track. Sometimes you just have bollards in place. And basically the intention is to provide a facility for bikes to use where they don't have conflicts with vehicles.
And kind of adding that too, the cycle track supports two-way traffic within a cycle track on the same side of the street. So benefit here is that we aren't having to take up parking on both sides of a road just to accommodate bi-directional cycling traffic. So that's another big benefit of having a cycle track. And it helps the cyclists get around with a lot more comfort and feel a lot safer with riding a bike. And that taps into a huge percentage of people who would potentially ride a bike if only they felt safer riding, and this is supposed to accomplish that and accommodate those people.
Yeah, and that was a part of the bicycle plan the city had put out. We did a show on that quite a while ago now, getting those people who are like trying to be more comfortable. So anyway, demo weekend coming up this weekend. Can you tell me more about it?
So it's actually coming up on the first weekend of April. So we're looking at April 5th through the 7th. So we are going to be installing the cycle track kind of like late morning to very early afternoon on Friday, April 5th. And we will be opening the cycle track, we've officially at 5 p.m. Later that day. We're going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony. Now that's going to be super exciting. And then that kind of starts the shenanigans for the next couple of days. And we are going to have a partnership with kind of First Friday. We're going to have a crank arm First Friday ride that will be going through the cycle track. Cam is going to be having a bike decoration station. There's going to be a food truck there. There's going to be all kinds of things happening just on Friday alone. And I'll swing over to Mary. She wants to talk about what's going on for Saturday.
Sure, absolutely. So people like to do group rides in Raleigh. So we have another group ride planned. This one's going out through Oak City Cycling off Franklin Street in the Mordecai neighborhood. We also have more children's activities. Cody mentioned that we're partnering with CAM. They've very graciously provided some of their gravel area where they have like a food truck and children's activities already programmed on Saturday. So we're going to kind of piggyback off that and put an open house tent there for city staff, and folks can come and provide input on the corridor. So we'll have a big map of the planned corridor, and we'd like people to leave sticky notes and thoughts about what they'd like to see for biking infrastructure, both this facility and broadly in Raleigh. We'll also be handing out surveys right on the route, which will be between Davie and Hillsborough Street on Harrington. So it's a three-block pop-up installation through a small section of town, kind of demoing what this type of facility could look like.
Okay, and you guys are calling it a demo, so how is it going to be laid out? You're doing the installation Friday? Bollards or plants, I think, were part of the plan?
Yep, so the plan is to use just temporary orange cones. Those are going to be laid out, and we are going to have temporary striping and inside the cycle track, and we're going to use plants to kind of beautify and activate the space to make it more captivating and more appealing. And so that's the way the cycle track is going to be laid out physically. And it will run three blocks, like Mary mentioned. I think the terminating point will be Morgan Street.
Okay. And so this is a demo weekend. Is this three-block section going to remain in place until whenever? Is this permanent?
Until Sunday.
Just until Sunday.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just a three-day event. And this is purely to give the community a view of what the cycle track can look like, you know, because it's such a new thing to Raleigh. Nobody's seen this before. And most people probably haven't ever seen a protected bike lane in general. So this is going to give them that view of like what it's going to appear like and what it can look like, just using simple, lighter, quicker, cheaper methodology. Just to throw it up for a few days, come over, try it out, leave us some feedback, and then we take it all back up on Sunday and looks like it was never there. So this also gives the opportunity during that demo period to understand where there might be conflict zones and things we have to plan for in the event we're doing a more long-term installation.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about the long-term. Obviously, the goal here is to get a full cycle track or protected bike lane installed. Now, my understanding is that location has changed. It was going to be West Street, and now we're talking Harrington. Can you guys talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you want to take that one, Mary?
Sure. So recently, the city took on a pretty comprehensive study of our downtown, and that was spurred by the fact that we were having bus rapid transit come into our downtown core and wanting to think through kind of that first mile, last mile connection for folks that are getting on the bus and how our current infrastructure downtown really doesn't provide any premier biking facilities where folks feel statistically, if you look at kind of like the interested but concerned folks, they're not going to feel safe on our current facilities. So the intention with the downtown plan is to implement more bike infrastructure similar to this cycle track. And with that downtown plan, they also proposed the bus rapid transit corridor going down the West Street. So instead of building a facility here in the next few years that could potentially be removed if BRT does get implemented in that corridor, the intention was to select Harrington, which has no proposed BRT as a hypothetical even for that corridor. So this provides the ability to put a permanent installation down without the concern of it being impacted by bus infrastructure.
Yeah. And there's another element to that decision as well, and that is Harrington is consistently around 40 feet wide from Davie all the way to P Street, whereas West Street does narrow up a lot and puts in a lot of pinch points, especially around the train tracks, around Edenton, and that did make an installation difficult in ensuring safe passage of riders. So looking at Harrington, having a more consistently wide corridor allows us more space and room to continue testing out cycle tracks through this corridor. Mary mentioned we're looking at permanent installations. Like, this is just a demo that could lead to something permanent down the road. We hope it becomes something permanent. And ultimately, at least in my eyes and in my hopes, is that this can become a permanent installation all the way down Harrington Street, which would eventually cross over P Street and connect into a greenway next to what park that would be called
Devereaux Meadows.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, in my mind, I hope becomes the long-term plan, and there's a potential for this to happen. And so this demo is kind of the first step in making that happen. Harrington is a really well-aligned corridor for many reasons.
Okay. So what's the timetable for the long-term, protected bike lane?
Well,
ultimately, that will be a city answer for that. There have been a few barriers, and that specifically there are lights that are signalized via NCDOT at Hillsborough Street and Morgan Street. And it sounds like there's some positive movement there, but until those types of barriers are assessed and determined, that is in the city's court. And our objective through Oaks and Spokes, this is a partnership with the city of Raleigh, but is to do these pop-up installations, get these materials. So it has cost about $1,100 to get all the materials that we need for this pop-up. But much of that can be utilized again and again and again. So there are things like decals for spray chalk bike signalizations or stop signs to cue for the cyclist to stop at an intersection. So we can store these materials and use them as we implement more cycle tracks downtown. So it's really amazing bang for the buck. It's been a great way for us to partner. We've had Lowe's Home Improvement Stores is donating the plants for us to use for the weekend, and then they take them back and put them back into their inventory. But it's provided great opportunities for us to engage with partners that we don't typically chat with and kind of see who's out there that can help forward these types of shared goals we have for our city.
Wow. Yeah, that's really cool. So you mentioned the stoplights. Can you explain to people what we're talking about when we keep saying those stoplights that need to be approved?
Sure. Yeah, so there's bicycle traffic signals is a type of signal that is, of course, designed for that form of travel specifically. They are considered experimental. So in order to get that kind of a traffic signal, the DOT has to apply put an application with the Federal Highway Administration and seek that approval before they can be installed. So those signals are a requirement to continue this project through other intersections. So like Mary had mentioned, we have Morgan and Hillsborough. those are the two intersections where DOT says we need these lights in order to make the crossing of cycling traffic safe and make sure that, you know, they don't get into conflicts with other drivers.
Okay.
And just to, two things. They're like a little light that has a bicycle on it, so they would be on the light post that you'd see for vehicle traffic. But when it was the bike's turn to go, you'd have a bike signal that would be green.
Yeah.
So it provides that explicit signal to a cyclist that this is, you know, their signal for them to cross. And also there are a lot of markets that these are experimental in NCDOT in the state of North Carolina in the sense that these have not been deployed anywhere in the state, but they have been deployed nationally. I can tell you, you know, almost a decade ago, I was in Madison, Wisconsin. So what is this newfangled light here? And it was so cool. And it was so clear what I was supposed to do as a cyclist. And it really showed how that community had thought about all road users and the design of their facility.
Yeah, and it's and kind of adding on to like the community aspect of this, this project has really driven that requirement for bicycle traffic signals in North Carolina. So the way this works is if we get approval for these signals, they're approved for the entire state. So that means, you know, Winston and Chapel Hill and Charlotte and Asheville, like all these other cities, these areas can now acquire these signals, and they don't have to go through that process of approval because it's already been done.
Yeah.
And so that is super awesome, and it feels good to be part of that transformation of cycling technology in our state and leading a project that is hopefully bringing that in. So just want to throw that to our community. You guys made this happen. We're doing it, and you guys are super, super part of that, and we couldn't be more thankful.
Yeah. So what is the total cost to implement the full cycle track? I think the budget originally, we've talked about this on the show before, was $20,000, and then REI was a sponsor, is a sponsor. Can you talk more about that?
Well, again, the city will, if this becomes a permanent installation versus a pop-up, and that was what Oaks and Spokes had initially kind of come to the city with the fundraising goals. So if the city does move forward with the permanent installation, it will be more expensive because it will have the signalization. So it will be, they'll be able to utilize the funds that were fundraised through this Oaks and Spokes campaign. And probably the Oaks and Spokes component could pay for things like planters or beautification along the corridor. And the city could help to really install the infrastructure. So, you know, it will be that really to get the true number, you'd have to chat with city staff, and I think it's still an iterative conversation since they are still developing the corridor.
The full plan. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, we're pretty far away from a comprehensive budget. All we know is we got money we want to spend, and we got a great project to spend it on. So
cool.
Right. And we've only spent $1,100. We're trying to be very good financial partners too, in the sense that we have this $1,100 that we've spent that can create this and duplicate it again and again, and we're excited about how much bang for the buck we can get with projects like this.
Yeah. So what's next? Planning the next pop-up, or is it just continuing to work on this full cycle track corridor plan?
We'll have to wait and see after this weekend. So this weekend, this is the first time we've done it. We've got a lot of things going, and we're going to take all the information we learned from that weekend and come to, you know, draw some conclusions, you know, take the feedback from all the surveys, and then begin planning the next steps, which we don't know what this could be. Hopefully it is the next you know, phase of the cycle track, or maybe it is moving to a long-term installation on those three blocks. We don't know how we're going to program this just yet because it is still so fresh.
Yep, fair enough.
And also, this is such a great opportunity for folks who are excited about the prospect of better bicycle infrastructure in downtown Raleigh to come out and show their support for this. I can't tell you how many folks I meet that say to me, I moved here from Boston or DC or New York, and I used to not have a car. I used to take the bus everywhere, or I used to ride my bike everywhere, but I don't feel safe doing that in Raleigh. And to me, like, I take that personal, and I don't think that's okay. I think we need to find ways to shift that dialogue. And this is a really great opportunity for people who perhaps shed that part of their life when they moved to Raleigh and are excited about bringing it back up. We want to help create that ethos here in our community and really show people that, you know, we're ready for protected premier bike facilities for everybody to be safe in.
Yeah, get them tier one facilities rolling.
Yep.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you both, Mary and Cody, for giving us this update. I'm going to be linking to a lot of this information that we've talked about, including the Oaks and Spokes website and where you can get all the details about the cycle track, where you can donate to the project, where you can learn more Are you guys still looking for volunteers for the demo weekend?
Yeah, yes. We're still looking for volunteers. So if you go to oaksandspokes.com/cycletrack, there is a volunteer sign up. Also, go to our Facebook and you will see all the events we have programmed for those 3 days. And it's a lot of stuff, so there's going to be something for everybody. Including a very kids-oriented event.
Oh, which, yeah.
So bring your family out, bring your kids, you know, bring your bikes. We got chalk art and bubble wands and
All
that stuff.
Babies deserve bike lines.
That's
the kid of it.
Well, we'll link to all of that stuff. It's going to be on our website, which is inboundraleigh.com. And then, of course, listeners, please share your ideas for topics we need to cover, thoughts about this episode, or any transit or transportation stuff here in Raleigh. Our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook is at inboundraleigh. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next time. Fuck you, I'm too violent, then you've been their boss. Wanna fucking be the minor, then you've been their boss. Fuck you, I'm too violent, then you've been their boss.